Great to see you all. This is a good group this morning. Now, how many of you like to go fishing? Okay, we got several people that like to go fishing. What's the most fish you ever caught? Do you remember?
No? How about you? None.
That's like me going fishing. I'm none.
How about you?
I caught one, but it was a small fish. I was very lucky to catch one.
Okay. Anybody else?
None.
Well, we're some terrible fisher people around here. How about you?
I don't have any.
You don't go fishing. Have you been fishing, Tia? Okay, have you? How many did you catch? Do you remember?
None.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. We need some help. How about you, Reagan? Have you been fishing?
Yes.
Did you catch any?
Two or three.
Okay, very good. Have you been fishing?
Yeah.
Yes, all right. Did you catch any fish before, Walton?
I catch 20.
20? I think we need to verify on that. Is that true, Mom? Of course. 20 fish. Wow, I am impressed, Walton. You got to teach the rest of us what to do. How about you?
You been fishing?
Yes.
Yes, how many did you catch? Do you remember?
Three or four.
All right, Walton, you win the championship for the best fisherman. Wow. Well, you know what? In our Bible story today, Peter and his brother, Andrew, and his friends, James and John, they had been fishing, and they went fishing at night. Has anybody ever been fishing at night? Okay, me either, mostly in the daytime. And so they had been fishing all night long, and guess what they caught? No. Good guess, though. They caught nothing. Just like many of you, they caught nothing. And guess what? They were professional fishers. I mean, they did this every day for a living, and they caught nothing all night long. Can you imagine how they felt after being out working all night and catching nothing? How do you think they felt? Embarrassed, possibly. Tired. You think they would be tired? Sad, yes. At catching a fish, Reagan?
Mad because they're great fishers and they didn't catch anything.
Yeah, mad, yes. One little girl at Belchase said she would have pitched a fit if she had been in that fishing boat and didn't catch anything. So anyway, they were upset. And Jesus says to Peter, he says, I want you to go fishing again. I want you to go fishing out in the deep water and see what you catch. Well, Peter's like, Lord, we went fishing all night and we didn't catch anything. So what do you think Peter's thinking? Peter's probably thinking, no, I don't want to go again. I'm tired. We've been fishing. We didn't catch anything. We're not going to catch anything. But
God said, sometimes it's all about lucky. You have to go with it.
Try again. Okay. So Jesus said, I want you to go out in the deep water and let down your nets. Does anybody know what happened in the Bible story? What happened?
They caught them.
They not only caught some, they caught so many fish that their nets were breaking. They started putting fish in the boat, and the boat was so heavy with fish, it started sinking. They were like, oh my gosh, we need some help. They called for some more help to come over there and help them get all those fish and those nets and the boats back to shore. You see, Jesus surprised Peter. Peter thought there aren't any fish. But God is the God of creation, and Jesus knew where the fish would be, and he told Peter where to go, and Peter had fish. So sometimes, most of the time, all the time, God knows best. And if we listen and follow Jesus, we will be blessed. Maybe not with fish, but maybe with a lot of love, peace in our hearts, joy, all kinds of wonderful blessings that God gives us when we listen and follow Jesus. So, how many of us like to eat fish? No? You don't like to eat fish? Okay, a lot of us like to eat fish. Well, I'm sure that Peter and his friends shared a lot of fish to eat that day because they had so much. And they probably sold them. That was their business, too. So let us pray and thank God for many blessings in our life. Let us pray. God, we thank you for these children and their families. We thank you for the fun of fishing. And thank you, God, for supplying many blessings in our lives. Help us to always follow what Jesus tells us to do. Amen.